Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is a fun little ride. So many things have been going on recently, and I thought, you know what, it's important people to understand. It's always funny when you get to the point of almost hitting that first quarter of the year. Everyone's all, they've gone through the excitement. They've gone through all the crazy things of, you know, this is going to be amazing. And then all of a sudden life hits and they kind of go through it. Or they are going through and doing everything they possibly can. And all of a sudden, a couple things don't go exactly the way they wanted. Or all of a sudden, Facebook ads change. Or you're building out your webinar and it doesn't go as well. And it's so funny because people are like, gosh, is everything always perfect for you guys? Does nothing ever go wrong? I'm like, it's the greatest thing about growing and building a business is you deal with the positives and the negatives. And yes, I probably spend a lot of the time more on the positives than I do on the negatives, but I thought it'd be important for people to understand, how do you actually deal with some of the crazy stuff that's going on? And I had a couple people reaching out saying, you know, Dave, how are you dealing with all this stuff? I thought, you know what, let me share that with you. So this is really, you know, 10 ways that you overcome your trials, or the 10 ways that you calm some of the stress. So the very first one I was thinking about was this whole idea of sometimes you just have to go on a walk. You just have to get outside of your office. And again, I'm in Boise, and some days those are really cold. Other days they're beautiful. Other days they're hot. But that's how life is anywhere you go. And I was thinking one of the things that helps a ton is just going on a walk. Have the opportunity of, there's like a 2.5 mile walk around the area that I live in, and I just absolutely love it because the walking is really, it helps clear your mind. It offers you a different perspective. It offers you the opportunity, and I'm huge about just getting outside. For those of you guys who know me in the office, I always walk around barefoot. There's something about getting my feet in the ground and touching it and stuff. I can tell you the same thing happens out when you're outside and you're trying to deal with life, that going on a walk is like one of the best things. I think for me, the ideal time is at least that half hour. So somewhere between 25 and 35, 45 minutes, whatever it might be, is just that time to get your head to clear your mind. It, again, offers you a different perspective. It lets you start thinking outside of whatever else is going on. So that's one of the things. And again, as I go through there's not specific order. These are just some of the things that I think are important. The other one is just this whole idea of there's times when you just have to indulge and just take a day off, a full day off, just to spend a whole day doing exactly what you want to do. This is something I have not done for way too long. It's one of those things where I was like, always just, you got to be focused. You got to spend more time. Just keep working. Press harder, press harder, press harder. And I realized that I've got friends who are really, really good at taking that day off just to spend a whole day doing exactly what they want to do. And it actually gives them more energy and gives them more excitement and things. And I've noticed recently just that there are times where when you're dealing with the stress of everything that's going on in your business, dealing with the stress of things wherever it might be, that sometimes you just need to take some time off and let your mind get focused on other things. So again, the first one there is going on a walk. Second one is just to indulge and just take that day off to spend a whole day doing exactly, you know, what it is that you want to do. The third thing here is the importance of being generous. For me, this is one of the most important things. There is something about generosity that changes absolutely every single thing else that's going on. It's the ability that gives you this. Somehow, you just have this ability to realize that you're not as important as you thought. And realize that as you have the opportunity of giving something to sometimes it's a complete stranger or other people that you know, that this act of just giving makes us feel more warm and fuzzy inside. It's what helps you realize that the whole reason you're going through this, that you're pressing as hard as you are, is to help other people. And I'm a huge fan of this whole idea of be generous, be out there helping other people. And whether it is, sometimes it's just taking time to go sit and do something for them. Others, it might be monetary donation. Others, it might be just the opportunity of listening to someone. But just this whole idea of being generous is one of the most important parts. It's really of overcoming your trials or calming the stress or whatever else you're trying to do. Generosity is probably one of the most important things. Another thing I'm a huge fan of is this whole concept, the idea of going through a whole bunch of preparation. And what I mean by a whole bunch of preparation is doing it the night before. What happens so often is when you're trying to prepare the day you wake up, you just can't, things just happen. And so I can tell you that for me, one of the things I've found that it's just a really powerful tool is the ability to actually start preparing ahead of time. A night before is really one of the most important ones, is just so your mind actually will think through that while you're asleep. And I just think that there's a power that actually happens for that kind of preparation. Another thing is just to remind yourself that life is a journey and it'll always be full of ups and downs. And I know it's crazy that might sound, you're going, geez, I'm in the downside right now, or things aren't going as well as I want. Realize that that's just how life, that's how life goes. It goes in ups and downs. The key is always focus on the positive. Know whether if you're in the negative, whether you're in the down or on the positive side. The whole idea here is to spend the time focusing on that. And the more time that you spend focusing on what is good, more good comes into your life. It's one of those things when you focus so much on the negative, all of a sudden you get to the situation to where you're going, oh my gosh, this is a lot more difficult than I thought. And everything negative is what really comes to be really the thing that drives that. So I highly recommend that as you're going through life, just realize that you will have ups and downs, but no matter what you're in, focus on the positive. This is the sixth one here, and that is writing down a list of your strengths. And it's so funny. My mom was always, she always had 20 questions and always wanted to do 20 everything, whatever it might be. And I think when you're writing things down, you write down a list of 20 of your strengths. What are the things that you're good at? So often we talk about and spend so much time focusing on the negative. I highly recommend that you focus on the strengths and you write down, you know, a list of 20 of those. And the more that you do that, you're going to find that that's what helps you overcome some of the trials that you might be going through. Another one here is this whole idea of going forward, and you just keep going forward. What I mean by that is you just keep taking small steps. No matter what's going on, the whole idea here is I see people who they just get stagnant and they just don't do anything. They just sit there and wait, and they wait, and they wait. I've seen this happen when, you know, people are trying to get things done, and they're going through a crazy trial, and they keep thinking, well, if I just sit here and wait, something will happen, and someone will come in and take care of it. Realize that you need here is the importance of continuing going forward, dealing with whatever you might be struggling with, but keep going forward. And that idea and that power of exercising that kind of strength is one of the most important things. Couple other ones here, I think I've got, I think this is number 8 here, and that is the whole idea of prioritizing. And what I mean by that is decide what's important right now and start saying no to all the extra obligations that are out there. You're going to find as you're building your business that there's always people who are asking you for different things and extra obligations. Realize that the most important thing here is you've got to prioritize what really, really matters right now. And the faster you can actually focus on that time, the greater you're actually going to start seeing success. So the whole idea of deciding what's right now and focus on that first, what's the number one thing you got to get done today? And as you focus on that, everything else comes into play afterwards. So that whole idea as far as prioritization is a key. Another one here is this whole concept of journaling. And I've gone back and forth on different days of journaling. One of the things I've done a lot recently is this whole idea of writing down 5 things that I'm grateful for every single night before I go to bed. And sometimes they're just a real quick bullet list. Other times there's a lot more emotion in it. And this whole idea of journaling whether you spend a whole bunch of time, you know, writing up pages and pages and pages, or just writing something up every night, the key is just develop a habit of journaling. And this actually is what helps free your mind. So I highly recommend you spend the time doing those things that really, really do matter, and realize that documenting those things can be a massive strength for you on the back end. So I highly recommend that you go ahead and you do those types of things that really will help in that area. The 10th one here is be silly. This is like one of my favorite things to do. And that is, you have to do something that you did as a child that doesn't, you know, don't take life too seriously. I think that has been one of the greatest things for me recently, is this whole idea of, as I look at all the crazy stuff that goes on, I love costumes. I love doing different things that most people would never do by just being silly and just doing something that you'd do as a kid. But again, just realize that, so a couple things here recently. A couple days ago was the 17th, and that's St. Patrick's Day. And I've got the most amazing wife in the world. She knows I love these types of costumes and different things. And so for St. Patrick's Day, I thought she bought me a huge green hat and glasses that were green with white flashing lights on them. And I did a Facebook Live, and then I also jumped over and we went on a walk. And so as we're going on this walk, it's amazing how that crazy costume actually lifted the life of other people who are driving by. In fact, one of the parents stopped as we were walking by, and they had one of their kids in the car, and she rolls down the window, and the back seat is this, I don't know, probably less than 5-year-old kid. And she goes, see, it really does work. And she's like, I'm like, what's going on? He goes, well, he doesn't believe that St. Patrick's and finding all the little elves or these guys who are out there with crazy hats on and everything else, it actually does matter. And so they rolled down the window. I just reached in and shook her hand. And she was like, oh my gosh, totally changed his attitude. Again, less than five, but he's going, oh my gosh, it really does work. And so I think that the key here is your ability to just be silly is something that actually makes a huge, huge difference and an impact in your own life. It also is in the lives of so many others. So I highly recommend that you take the time to, again, just be silly. So if let me see if I can kind of read through these real quick and get all 10 of them real fast here. But I think the first one was going on a walk on a daily basis. Another one was indulging, take a day off to spend the whole day doing exactly what you wanted to do. The third one there, being generous. Again, I continually focus on that. Be generous, be generous, be generous. The fifth or fourth one there was preparation. Make sure you take the time to write down your to-do list. The other things there were to make sure that you remind yourself that life is a journey. Was the fifth. The number six was the strengths, that you write down a list of 20 of your strengths. Number seven was keep going forward and just realize that no matter what you're dealing with, that's just how life happens. And to make sure that no matter what, just being stagnant just won't serve you. So you got to be continually pushing forward the effort. Number eight there was prioritize, decide what's important. And right now, say no to all the extra obligations. Number nine was journal. Make sure you develop a habit of journaling. And again, whether it's just being grateful and writing down the five things or each day that you're grateful for, or you're making more of a journal that you're going through as far as thoughts and things that you have in your mind. And the last one, number 10, was just be silly. So with that, hope all is going awesome. Again, highly recommend that you realize the impact that you are having, and realize that as you're going out and you're doing those things that will help build your own business, you'll find that no matter what your product or your service is, no matter what your effort is, it actually has a massive effort, or has a massive opportunity to touch the lives of so many people who are going, I just want to be like that. So get out there, do what you feel like you're struggling with or whatever it might be. And you'll find as you continue to do this, you'll get to where you want to, and you'll deal with the crazy things that are going up and down. But the whole idea here again is just focus on the positive, focus on the good, and do whatever you can on a daily basis to keep moving forward. Have a great day. Hopefully I will see you at Funnel Hacking Live. I cannot wait for Funnel Hacking Live. This is coming in September. So again, make sure you go to funnelhackinglive.com and get your tickets. Again, funnelhackinglive.com. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon. And hopefully I will be seeing you. Again, funnelhackinglive.com. All right, I hope you absolutely loved all that we just went through. I think the cool thing for me is as I take a look and think of all the things that 100% of the people who have had success, they all had this one thing in common, and that is they all actually built a funnel. So we decided we'd actually release how people can actually do this. So you can go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and it basically shows everyone how to create your first funnel. If you take a look at all the cool free things that are included in this huge list, is a great thing when you start taking a look at what are the things you want to do when you're building your own business. But definitely you want to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. Here you'll see Russell, where he literally goes through all of the details in this amazing video there. In addition to that, he goes through and we actually give this massive overview of all the free stuff. So realize if this is your first time to try ClickFunnels, you actually get 30 days free. In the past, it's always been 14 days. You get 30 days right now. Plus, you get 14 days of live coaching, plus Russell's 30-day book. I love this book. This is one of my favorites because it actually goes through where you can see 30 other people in different industries, what they would do if they had to start from scratch. And it's like 520 pages, or I mean, just crazy. And they actually send you the book, plus the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, which is just an awesome thing. I remember actually going through all that with Russell in our little kitchen here in the office. But the cool part is he actually goes through every single tiny little thing that you could do. And it's like a cookbook where you just add it into your page that you're building, in your funnel, all that stuff. Plus 102 insane, done for you, ready to go funnels. So you can just hit the ground running today. And that's where, again, these are existing funnels. You can just plug them in. Plus the free headline generator software, which is just awesome because it actually helps you create the headlines, which is so hard for most of us. In addition to that, you get a free list building secrets training, which goes through all the things as far as how do you build your list. So yeah, you got the headline, but now you also have to have the list of where you're gonna go. We're trying to get everyone to get that the first 1,000 people within the first 30 days. Plus Tony Robbins private collection, 7 of Tony's trainings. Obviously I just adore Tony, and the stuff that he's provided for all businesses is just amazing. So you wanna see that. Plus you also get Dan Kennedy's herd building training seminar, which is one of my favorites. I absolutely love working with Dan and seeing the stuff that he's done. That was one of my favorite ones. Plus, you also get ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker t-shirt. All this stuff is free. And I just want to make sure that you understand that we want you to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. And that way you can actually see it and go through it, see what's there. And we just want to make sure you guys are having success. So we'll talk to you soon.